Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Forever Dog Studios in downtown Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the new time podcast in the style of old-time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour, Treasury. The sponsor of today's show is ZipRecruiter.
The Wild Blue Yonder. The question on everybody's lips, whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? The answer in nobody's ears, America's soaring sweetheart faked her disappearance at sea in order to serve in the American Victory Commission's covert division as their top secret one-woman air force. Now, Amelia Earhart, the fearless flyer, traverses time in her Lockheed Electra in the name of truth, liberty, and the American way.
Fly high, Amelia Earhart. Hip, hip, Amelia Earhart. They say, Amelia Earhart. Hooray, Amelia Earhart.
Victory Commission calling Agent Earhart. Amelia, are you there? Over.
Why, Abby Adams, I hadn't expected to hear that sweet voice for another 2 hours. I'm finally on my way back to HQ for a little R&R, and I'm hoping you and I can drink a few French 75s instead of shooting him for once. Abby? If you'd rather have a daiquiri, I'm not gonna twist your arm. Just your lemon. Honestly, I...
Amelia, I've got bad news. Those cocktails are gonna have to wait. All R&R has been canceled. The American Victory Commission needs all our agents in the field.
Gee, Abs, is that all? You had me worried there for a second. I would have liked a little downtime, but I never get tired of putting the boots to Nazis. Thought you were gonna tell me we were losing the war or something.
That's just it, Amelia. It's the other way around. The war is starting to look up in Europe. But that means those bratwurst boilers are getting desperate. The timeline is crawling with Nazis all the way from prehistory to post-history.
Post-history? But, Abby, that's...
That's why I'm calling. There's Nazis sometime there should never be Nazis. A place I would never have believed there would be Nazis in my wildest dreams. Literally, if someone told me there were Nazis there, I would have thrown a sarsaparilla in their stupid lying face and called them a dirty, lousy liar. Amelia, there's Nazis in the future.
No.
Yes.
There can't be. People in the future should be too smart for that Nazi propaganda nonsense. They're supposed to have giant brainy bald heads. They have a hard time fitting the triangle collars of their silver pajamas over.
I'm afraid it's true.
Abby, say it ain't so.
Afraid I can't.
Well, surely they must be in some backwards country that doesn't understand.
They're in America. In Boston.
Boston?
Boston.
I used to live there, Abby. How could that happen? It's a good city full of good people.
Agent Earhart, I know this is going to be a tough one for you. You used to live there. It's personal. I was gonna put Agent of Ark on it, but some lousy kraut brought machine guns to the Revolutionary War, and now she's trying to keep them from making sure America never existed.
Well, if anyone can do that, it's Joni. It's been too long since I saw that crazy Frenchie cut a tank in half with her sword. She's got chrono ordnance now?
We set her up with a time horse. We're putting everyone to work. All hands on deck, Amelia. Now, put your hands on the deck of the future. Would you, Agent?
Abby, they haven't invented a Nazi yet that Amelia Earhart can't clobber. Tell me when I'm headed.
Get ready for spaceships and jetpacks, Agent. You're headed for the year 2018.
2018? Gosh, Abs, who'd have thunk this crazy world would even last that long? I'm setting my heading.
Godspeed, Agent Earhart.
And so, with the past in the hands of Agent Joan of Arc, Amelia Earhart straps on her can-do American spirit and points her Lockheed Electra towards its strangest destination yet, the future.
Good morning, Boston. This is your local public radio station with a look at your day ahead. A quick note, there will be several road closures in downtown in order to accommodate today's rally to Take Back America, so be sure to plan for alternate routes.
A rally to take America back? Sounds like my work may already be half done. I'll find that rally and rally it. We'll crash down on the Nazis, who I also need to find, but how hard could that be? Look out, you fascist scumbags! Amelia Earhart's coming home! Here it is, the city on a hill, the cradle of liberty, the city of notions. Look at it, Amelia. Ain't it?
Hey, you can't park that plane in here, you idiot.
Park it over at Harvard Yard.
That plane's wicked upsetting.
Come on, everybody. We gotta make it to the rally.
I'm in luck. Sounds like this crowd is headed to this rally. I'll just head to the rally myself, recruit a few hundred blue-collar Bostonians, and we'll have these Nazis legging it back to the Reich by supper. Ha! Now to engage my super high-tech 31st century security system. Wouldn't want anyone to take off with you, Electra, old gal. There we go. Invisible and intangible. Thanks, 31st century.
Who are you talking to?
You, heading to the rally.
Sure am.
Can I ask you some questions about it?
You ain't some kind of press or nothing, are you?
Not at all, sir. My name's Amelia, and, well, I've been fighting for America, too.
Then sure. You a vet?
Yes.
Then you probably appreciate this more than anybody. You know, America's been under attack from foreigners for years, right here under our noses.
You don't say. How'd they figure that out?
Well, once you see it, it seems pretty plain. They're out there infiltrating the pillars of our society, causing trouble, not caring about America, but about their own motherland.
Yes, yes. I'm always surprised that people fall for it.
Worst part is the accents.
Yes. They're so obvious, but then nobody seems to notice them. It always makes me feel like I'm going insane. Like, can't you all tell that half of the words aren't even English?
Right, well, that's what the founders opened our eyes to. You know about the founder? I think you'd like her.
Her? Well, this is sounding better all the time. I'm always up to meet a lady with a taste for rocking and socking a few heads.
She's giving a speech up there on the stage in a few minutes. She's the real deal. Used to be a fighter pilot, they say.
Is that what they say? Gee whiz, I gotta meet this dame. What's her name?
Amelia.
Uh-oh. It's not me, is it?
Wouldn't you know if it were you?
You'd be surprised.
I sincerely would. Look, here she comes now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our founder, Amelia Baronin.
That's not me. I can tell that from here. No paradox. Ooh, that's good.
Good morning, Boston.
Uh-oh, thick accent.
Really? I didn't hardly notice.
They never notice. I'm starting to think there's something rotten about this protest. What did you say this group of yours was called again?
We're the National American Zealot Institute.
National American Zealot... Gee whiz, that spells Nazi!
Oh, don't start that. Look, we just want to protect our country from the scourge of immigrants and undesirables. Does that sound like Nazis to you?
Leaping Calaveras County Leapfrogs. I'm at a stinking Nazi rally. I gotta get to that stage. Excuse me. Pardon me. Just a... All right. Move your keisters, you morons!
My fellow Americans, I love this country because of values, borders.
I know that voice.
On the values we value come from inside our borders. And if we don't protect one, we won't have the other. And if we don't protect the other, we won't have the one.
Great American novel. This is hogwash I wouldn't even use to wash a hog with, but they're eating it up.
There are some within our borders that do not have our values. They're trying to put borders around our values. That's not what borders are for. That's not what values are for. Borders border values, and values value borders.
I take it back. It's not hogwash, it's brainwash. Where is the sinister device responsible? The tech, the ordnance?
Any who disagree with that, disagree with us. And I disagree with them. Do you agree with me? Then let us show them who we are!
I'll show you who I am once I get all the way through, and for the love of St. Teresa, the patron saint of pilots, it's my arch-nemesis, the Red Baroness. The rumored daughter of the original Red Baron, she's the closest thing the Nazis have to a me. I gotta get to that stage. But first, Abby, I'm sending you this message through my radio wristwatch. The Boys in the Brain Brigade issued me, so I'm hoping you get it. If not, blame those boys. Whatever this is, it's way bigger than we thought. The Red Baroness is here, and she's brainwashing Boston. I'm about to go put a slugging to her, but I might have to fight a city if things go south. If you don't hear from me again soon, you might need to send backup. Okay, Apps, here I go.
Hey, lady, you can't go up there. Frau Baronin is giving a speech.
Yeah, and we have only two jobs, guarding Frau Baronin and blending in here in the future.
But I brought two friends I know she'll want to see. My right fist and old lefty. Dream of schnitzel, you dirty Nazis. Now to get up on this stage and put an end to this sham. Hey, Baroness!
Who is this? How did you get up on this stage? Security!
You know who I am, and you know why I'm here. I took care of your security, and you're next.
I've never seen you before in my life. Help! Help?
Help? You're the least helpless person I've ever met. Now, how the devil are you brainwashing these people? Is it the microphones, the speakers, some artifact I can't see?
Just a dog whistle.
What's that now?
Ha ha, Amelia Earhart, this is the sweetest strudel of all. There is no brainwash machine. They believe me because in their hearts, they want to. They are now as we were then. Pity them or don't. But you cannot save them by punching a machine or a speaker or an artifact.
You're lying to me just like you're lying to them. But the difference is, I don't buy your bill of goods. I got my own goods right here.
You are making a mistake.
Fat chance, fat lip. That was easy. I never got a hit in that easy. Not on the Baroness, but maybe I was due. Still.
She punched her. Right there in front of everybody. Come on. Oh, good. The cops are coming on. The stage there.
Hello, officers. Thank you for coming so quickly. Yes, yes, perfect. Draw those guns. Even knocked down, she's never out. Don't trust her for a second. Now, excuse me, I have some brains to unwash. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Agent Earhart of the American Victory Commission, which is surely still a thing. And this woman is an imposter, as you know in your hearts. Look into him now for me. What do you see? Do you see Emma Lazarus's words? Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Look deep. Old Emma carved these words into each and every one of us. This woman thinks your hearts are as black as hers. I think they're red, white, and blue. Look deep. What do they say? What do you say? What? Well, good thing no policeman would fall in for corruption of any kind. That uniform means representing our highest aspirations. It means the world. Officers, this woman is an imposter. Surely that's still illegal. Take her away.
You're under arrest for assault.
I punched a Nazi. That's part of our duty as Americans. It's in the Constitution. Thanks to me, I had to show... Hey!
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney.
You can't do this. She's a Nazi. She's brainwashed them. I have to stop this. Don't you recognize me? I'm Amelia Earhart, fearless flyer. I'm the last defense of the timeline from...
Thank you, officers. Such a shame. Do you see how the minds of our youth are corrupted by the liberal media? Me? A Nazi?
Why are they laughing? That's the Red Baroness, not just a Nazi, one of the Nazis.
Good afternoon, Boston. This is a public radio news break. Today, a woman was taken into police custody for punching Amelia Baronin, who was speaking at a rally. The woman was heard ranting about Nazis, which diminished the level of discourse, regardless of whether she made some valid points. She is being held pending the decision to press charges by Baronin. We have no statement as yet from Baronin or the group she represents, N-A-Z-I. More as it develops.
Come on, you gotta let me out of here. The Nazis are planning something and I gotta stop them.
You know, it really doesn't do your side any favors when you compare all of your enemies to Nazis. It's like you just don't have any real things you can say about them, so you just go to this, like, extreme thing.
Friend, what are you on about?
The Nazis were a real thing, and not everybody you disagree with is a Nazi.
It's in their name, N-A-Z-I. I didn't name them that.
Are we just gonna start judging everybody by their acronym?
What do they have to do for you people to get it? Invade France?
You're bringing the whole discourse down.
Now, that's hardly a way for a role model like Amelia Earhart to act, is it?
Guard, what is she doing here?
Anything she wants.
Oh, I get it. Another Nazi.
Woo-hoo-hoo, there you go again with the Nazi thing. That is why no one takes your side seriously.
But you are Nazis!
Okay.
What a way to go. A sitting duck. If anyone shot me down, I thought it would be you, Baroness, but that I'd be in the air, at least.
Now, Earhart. Haven't you heard? You're already dead. You disappeared over the Pacific years ago, and you never came back. Why do you think that is?
I know why it is. I joined up with the American Victory Commission, and I've been kicking your Nazi keister from one side of eternity to the other.
But if you win, wouldn't you have come back at some point?
Well, gosh.
Makes you think, doesn't it, Earhart? Maybe you did continue to live on somewhere or somewhen else. But if that's true for you, who else might be out there living a life in some other time? For instance, let me introduce you to my boss.
I thought you were the boss.
Nope, it's me.
The prison guard?
I love this part. It is so spectacular. Now, my mastery of disguise confounds even the greatest among your little organization's ranks.
If you're in disguise, how could I recognize you, Jack?
Jack? Oh, how charmingly American. Now I see why you love to play with her so much, Baroness.
The cat and the mouse, mein Herr.
Your hair? You're not.
Yes, I am.
You?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, indeed. Let me take off my hat. And look, I'm Adolf Hitler. And the reason you didn't recognize me, the reason nobody recognizes me, my mastery of disguise itself, is that I shaved off my mustache.
Devious. Did you do something with your hair, too?
Oh, how nice of you to notice. Sven there didn't even notice. He's my personal bodyguard. I had him trim it up and put some nice layers.
It really works for you. It frames your face. It almost makes you look like a normal human being and not the murderous psychopath who plunged the entire world into a second great war.
Well, that is what I was going for. It worked. I have lived quite happily in Boston for a while now. We even have quite a following, if you haven't noticed. We're very big on social media.
I don't know what that is, but I'm gonna assume it's Nazi speak for doing horrible crimes. So what, you just gave up on the World War and you're just gonna live here in the future forever?
You know, I thought about it, but here there are just constant reminders of my failure. History books, plays, movies, all they can talk about is how they got rid of Hitler. Ugh, it's sort of infuriating because there are guys on the news every day saying literally the same things I said, but in English and about America instead of Germany. Ugh, you know what? I hate America.
The feeling's mutual, you human monster.
I realized that I would never be happy as long as America continued to exist. So I've been trying to figure out how to get rid of it. Now, the problem is, it is so diverse.
Diversity is America's superpower.
It's hard to pull it out by the root when it has so many roots. But then I aimed my gardeners at the original root and have had it plucked out and brought here.
I can't wait to see her face when she sees his face. Do you have a camera?
I want to be in the moment.
I didn't think a camera.
Just to be in the moment. Helmet! Bring in the general!
The general?
Unhand me, Hessian scum. I'll chop you down just like that cherry tree I famously chopped down.
General Washington!
Who's this now?
Amelia Earhart, sir. I was... Well, you've been... you will have trained me as part of a special agency to stop these creeps who've captured you.
Time travel stuff?
Time travel stuff.
Makes my head hurt.
I have just a cure for that headache. Ending it before it started.
Yes, it seems I have failed to train you as I have failed America in the War for Independence. I have left my men freezing in the mountains. Surely they are even more doomed than with me at their command.
Yes?
No, General Washington, you make it out of Valley Forge. You fight on. You drive the British back.
He does none of those things. He has been taken out of the timeline this morning, and in 24 hours, the ripples will become permanent, and America will cease to exist.
You can't do that!
We are doing it. And it is the icing on the turning your own country against you cake. We've kidnapped your leader. Now Herr Führer and I are going to go to the place where this whole failed country began, so we can watch it all disappear from there.
Knaves, undo these shackles and I'll father your country. What? Did you just slap me?
I slapped almost 250 years of history, and let me tell you, it tingled. Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Earhart.
For what it's worth, I've enjoyed our little rivalry. I'll miss you, Amelia.
It won't work. You've got me sidelined, sure, but the people you've hypnotized with your mind-controlling frequencies will come to their senses, I promise.
Frequencies?
The dog whistle you mentioned? I didn't get it at first, but I get it now. High frequencies, mind control, Nazi science.
Oh, priceless. Dog whistle. That's just an expression. The Americans are, I promise you, following us under their own free will.
Impossible.
I know. And yet.
You were there. If I had some sort of mind control device, Earhart, wouldn't it have controlled your mind?
Oh, no.
Now I wish I had brought my camera. Goodbye, fearless flyer. See you never again.
Get back here! Baroness, you can't do this! You have to put him back! Baroness! This isn't what America is supposed to be. A place where we attack immigrants and fuel white supremacy? An American, especially one from the future, should be able to hear a Nazi insult people of other races and religions and deck them in the kisser themselves. That's what I fought for. That's what I've been fighting for all this time. Maybe if these people can't recognize a fascist and toss him by their ear, maybe they don't deserve to be saved from themselves. I spent years fighting for this future, and I'm going to spend my last hours locked in an American jail cell while Nazis burn the place to the ground. What was it all for, anyhow? Maybe I don't try to break out. Maybe I just sit here and wait. Wait for what? To disappear? For it all to end? Maybe for a sign? Okay, yeah, that's what I'll do. I'm gonna sit down here in the middle of this here jail cell and wait. Probably the world's gonna end, or at least I am. But world, America, if you want me to fight for you, you send me a sign, you see? America, is that you? It sounds like you're trying to get through the back wall of the cell, which is cute, but it would be easier if you would just go through the front.
Amelia? When have you ever known me to do things the easy way?
Joni! Come here, you beautiful Frenchie.
This is what I have done, is come here.
Good golly, you sure are a sight for sore eyes. Wait, I thought you were in the Revolutionary War.
I was. Agent Abigail sent me there, and I dived into your... How do you call it? I dove head first into your Virginia.
That is exactly what you call it.
When I was deep in your Virginia, when Agent Abigail calls to say that there has been another attack in Pennsylvania, the attack on your Virginia was only a distraction, and they have stolen the George Washington. I checked his, time signature here, and then I saw yours, was here also, and le voilà.
Le voilà, she says. Like, cutting through a prison wall is something that just comes to her naturally.
Amelia, it does when you are on the other side. Where is the Washington man?
They got him. Hitler himself and the Red Baroness herself. But worse, they got America. And I don't know if America put up a fight. I don't know if... Joni, I don't know if I should.
What is this? You do not mean this. You are not yourself. Are you a time clone? Shall I slice you to ribbons and find the real Amelia?
Joni, it's me. It's been bad. This city, I used to live here, but now these people just walked right up to a rally full of Nazis and joined right in, like it was the most natural thing. The things they said, the things they believed. Joni, I'm not sure it's worth fighting for anymore.
Tell me, Amelia Earhart, where is this moxie of yours you are so fond of? Where is the Amelia who assisted me in the driving the Nazis from Notre Dame?
Maybe she's spent, Joan. Maybe she's given the last bit of get-up-and-go she had to old Uncle Sam, and she's wondering what good it even did. What have I even been fighting for if all these years in the future were still... Well, we're worse off than when I left. I don't even know where the Nazis went. How are we supposed to stop them?
Do you remember the first time we met, Amelia?
You bet I do. I watched you cut open a tank like a hobo with a can of beans.
Do you remember what you promised me before you left? You said you would come back for wine and dancing, but you never did.
See, Joan, that's just what I'm talking about. I would have loved that, and I missed out, because I was too busy running off to save the world for a bunch of future yahoos that apparently just adore Nazis.
How long do we have until the time ripples catch up and we all go poof?
Around 12 hours? Why do you ask?
It seems to me you still have a few hours to make good on your promise, no?
Joni, are you asking me out?
We cannot stay here. Maybe I can help you find something worth saving the world for. Perhaps we may find those Nazis. What do you say, Amelia Earhart? I showed you my home. Will you show me yours?
Gee, gosh and golly, Joan. That may be the swellest offer I've ever heard. It's a date.
Good evening, Boston. A bit of disconcerting news. The protester claiming to be historical pilot Amelia Earhart has escaped. More as it develops. And now, let us return to Bostonalia's profile of Candlepin Bowling.
What is this? It is not wine and dancing. It is beer and sure and tell.
Come on, Joni. This is right up your alley. Candlepin bowling was invented right here in Massachusetts, and I haven't done it in years.
What is so up my alley about this?
Okay, so you take this ball here, and the goal is to chuck it down there to the other end and knock over all those pins.
I am to destroy those pins, just like they are skinny Nazis.
You think you can handle it?
I know I can. Move so that I may end these foes. There. They are beaten. We may leave.
Not so fast. This is a competition. You have to knock down more of them than me. Tell you what, winner picks where we eat dinner.
God, aid me in smiting these pins, and also Amelia. Tell me, Amelia, how does defeat taste?
Like buttery snails.
Boom. Let's have a toast.
Gee, to what?
To you, Amelia Earhart. And to me for finally forcing you to take me drinking and dancing.
Hey, you think anybody around here still does the jitterbug?
A woman at the bowling told me that for dancing we should go to a building called a machine to dance.
Well, that's no stranger than everything else in the future.
Even if nobody else is jitterbugging, I will let you teach me how. We can do it together, no?
You're swell, Joan. You know that?
Wait until you see my dancing for that evaluation.
That's perfect. Now, we both take a rock step this way.
Like this?
That's bang on, right. Now, the music isn't exactly right, but thanks to all that wine, I don't even care. You're nearly jitterbugging. Now, last thing is, we pull back in so we're close together. Got it. You're jitterbugging like a pro, Joni.
And to see, I had never jittered a bug before tonight.
Let's go again. You ready?
I have defeated this jitterbug.
Gosh, you're something else.
Is that something else thirsty? Because I am that.
Well, let's grab a drink then.
And have more dancing, no? For I have dances I need to teach you, too.
You know, I thought we'd be the only couple with two women dancing, but it seems like that's just about everyone.
Deux of the très grand classes, bartender.
Hey, Beth, it's them.
Oh, hey, we have a question for you two.
Us?
Candace saw you guys dancing, and she said that she recognized the step that you were doing from her social dance class.
It's the jitterbug. They were doing the jitterbug. They were jitterbugging.
We were. So, do you still do that here, in the present?
Not usually in the club, but it was so cool that you were doing it.
Yeah, I can't ever remember any of the dances from class, so mostly I just end up flailing around while my wife just laughs at me.
Not at you, honey. I just enjoy the chaotic energy you bring to the dance floor.
Wife, your wives, as in married to each other?
5 years next month.
5 superlative years.
That's how she talks.
Come here. Usually we don't make it out to the club anymore, but second Saturdays are sacred, so her mom watches the kid.
Sundays were sacred where I am from.
Kid?
Our daughter's name is Valentina.
Is that Russian?
My wife's a big nerd and insisted on naming her after the first woman in space.
A lot of people think it's Sally Ride, but Valentina Treshkova orbited the Earth 48 times in 63, so...
It was either that or Amelia.
Amelia?
You know, after the pilot.
We love her.
Love her so much.
Did I say something wrong? Are you okay?
You said nothing wrong.
Should we go, though? We should go, though. We're gonna go, so... So nice to talk to you.
Yo, we'll see you out there jitterbugging. Okay, night!
Amelia, are you wanting to go outside?
Yes, yes, please.
Better?
Valentina. Valentina's mom's. Her, mom's named her after a woman who flew around the Earth in space 48 times.
So I have heard, yes.
That's
worth saving the world for, no?
I'll say. Now, what do you say we do just that? Let's save the world, Joni.
I have the Washington Man's time signature.
Let me guess. The harbor?
Oui.
They intend to watch America end where it started.
Well, let's go get those stinking Nazis, no?
No.
No?
No, not yet. Last time I told you I'd come back for the wine and the dancing, and it took all this time for that to happen.
Amelia, I was only joking. I wasn't upset with you.
I was upset with me, because I didn't say what I wanted to say, and I didn't do what mattered to me. And when things went bad, I couldn't figure out what I had been fighting for. I won't let that happen again. I need to ask you something.
Anything.
Joni, you've saved my life a couple of times now, but today you reminded me why any of that mattered, and gosh, I didn't ever feel like I could have the life I wanted in my time, but gosh, if Beth and Candace can have it all, why can't we?
Amelia, you do realize there are only a few hours before sunrise. If we don't rescue the George Washington...
Joan of Arc, I want to kiss you. Can I kiss you?
I wondered how long it would take you to ask. We think 600 years is long enough, no? Sacre bleu!
Yowza. That was, what does God think about that?
He thinks it is about time. He also says that we should go use my sword on some Nazis.
Tell God I said.
God said to tell you I am not a radio. And if you want to tell him something, you can do it yourself like everybody else. Now let's go.
General Washington, we're about to watch your entire legacy disintegrate before you. What do you have to say?
I cannot tell a lie, Adolf Hitler. You're the worst.
Right you are, General. And we're the best. This will all be over in a moment.
Oh, good. Many guards. My sword loves an amuse bouche before a meal.
Guards! Stop Joan of Arc! I'll take Earhart!
Amelia, get to the General. God, let's kill some Nazis. Nice one, God. Oh, that one was me? Are you sure? Nice of you to say.
What a team. George Washington, I'm coming for you.
Not so fast.
Out of my way, Baroness.
I'm afraid not, Earhart. America ends tonight. For good.
Not gonna happen.
You escaped from jail. But where is your plane? There is your gun.
I took your keys, I took your gun. My jail guard disguise was very good. I confiscated them from you and have hidden them where you will never find them.
It's just you and your fists against me and mine.
I'll take those odds.
And the beating that goes with them, I have a foot and a half and 30 pounds of muscle on you. What do you have?
America.
America? You know I used your name as my alias in our invasion because it was the most American one I could think of.
Thanks, Baroness.
It is an insult. I meant it as a mockery. You have seen America, what she becomes. It has never ceased in its brother against brother sentiment. They are so quick today in the future you gave them to believe in the worst of each other and to become their worst selves on the way. Nazis are here, Amelia Earhart. They rush to become us. That's who they are. Why would you try to save them from us when you cannot even save them from themselves?
There are always dummies. There are always those who give in to hatred. There are always those who would lie and exploit opportunity by appealing to the worst selves. There's always somebody who's willing to bite on any line that says they're better than everybody else, and somebody is trying to take something from them. But there's good people, too. And slowly but surely, the good ones drive the world forward. The good ones fight for independence. They ban slavery. They find ways to fly. They launch us into space. They get married and have daughters named Valentina. We stand up for ourselves and each other. And when the chips are down, the good ones put up our dukes, and we always, always, always punch Nazis.
Ow!
That flattened you. I'll take a roll of quarters over a foot and a half and 30 pounds any day.
Not one step further,
or your beloved General Washington goes into the bay.
It's over, Hitler. The Red Baroness is down. Your guards are cut to ribbons. We're going to take Washington back to Valley Forge. You can either be alive or dead when we do it.
What are you going to do? Kill me with your tough talk?
Is your tough talk the name of your sword, Joni?
No.
Be a weird name for a sword, anyway.
A weird coincidence.
A lucky guess.
To be sure.
No, Hitler. Joan is gonna cut off your head and show it to your neck.
Oh, I... Listen, ladies, I have two guns! Now, both of you, sit down and watch the country disappear with me.
Actually...
Oh, right in the philtrum!
I cannot tell a lie. That felt great.
Good crack, sir.
Thank you, miss. Now, if you wouldn't mind returning me to my troops, I've got a war to win and a legacy to embrace, apparently.
Sure, but it'd be a shame not to kill Hitler while we've got him here. Joan?
Angert! Mein Führer!
Stinking Baroness! I get the feeling we'll be hearing from them again.
And I get the feeling I'll be hearing from you again. You mentioned training. I suppose that's only if I win the war, which I suppose only happens if I get back to it.
Let me just summon my dame horse. She's always just a few seconds away. In that I park her a few seconds away. Hey-ya!
Don't say goodbye or anything.
Why should I say goodbye when, voila, I am here?
Without George Washington.
But with this...
My gun! You tracked its time signature!
And this...
My plane key! You found it!
And this... That is how you say goodbye in France.
That is not the last one of those we're gonna have. You mark my words, Joni.
Consider them marked. Au revoir, Amelia Earhart.
I cannot wait to get out of this cockamamie future and work my keister off to make sure it never happens. Agent Earhart calling for Abby Adams. The future is secure. For now.
I'm glad to hear your voice, Agent Earhart. So, St. Joan got to you?
Yeah, Abby, she got to me good.
You ready for your next assignment?
Always.
You're needed urgently in 15th century France.
15th century France? What? That's where Joan is.
You don't say. Well, hurry up. You're needed there.
You don't say.
Well, wanted there.
You don't say.
For some R&R.
I could use some R&R.
You don't say. Well, it's not your R and it's not your R agent, it's Jones. Well, I guess you could call it yours too.
Thanks, Ab. You're a peach. You're the whole darn orchard.
I'm just honoring a friend's request. I owe her one for hauling your can out of the fire.
Au revoir and R, Agent Adams.
Ovar and R and out, Agent Earhart.
I see what you did there.
I'll miss you.
Hello, Boston. What you knowin'? This is your morning news. Police are asking for any information about decapitations at the harbor. Authorities have said that the site was wicked gruesome and that...
The American Victory Commission has triumphed again thanks to the combined efforts of Joan of Arc and your hero and mine, Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer!
That's all for today's episode of the Thrilling Adventure Hour, Treasury. Amelia Earhart, Fearless Flyer, Valentina, was written by Jeremy Whitley and starred Autumn Reeser, Izzy Phillips, Annie Savage, Hal Lublin, Shannon Woodward, Chris Tallman, Emily Fightmaster, Parisa Fitzhenley, Malcolm Barrett, and Ben Acker. And me, I'm Hal Lublin. Today's episode featured new musical themes and arrangements by Jordan Katz. The Thrilling Adventure Hour, Treasury, is a production of the Forever Dog Podcast Network. Produced and engineered by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Anna Rubinova. For more of The Thrilling Adventure Hour, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and get exclusive access to our entire back catalog, complete libraries of classic segments, bonus content, merch discounts, and more. See you next time on The Thrilling Adventure Hour, Treasury.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.